Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai. Sorry for this slight delay, which is a function of the technology being balky. Let's move on to another sugya. Thank my colleagues for enabling. Let's move on to another sugya in the heart of the Lamdisha sugyas in the first parak. The sugi is Cheskatayim Mahani Labas. So the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel says the following. I'm Rabbi Eichnan. We have a Machlekes Tanayim, whether in the case where a Isha, that we know she was Mizana, we know that because Kresa Bein Chineo, one of the more colorful phrases of Chazal and Shas, the Gemara says that there's a Machlekes Tanayim, if we know she was Zinsa, this is an irrevocable fact, but we don't know who the Baal is. The Isha says that the Baal is a kosher person and is not nifsal from Kahuna. Ramil holds that she's Neman. Rabbi Shul holds that she's not Neman. Says the Gemara, Amachlik Samiram, Ali Midram Gamliel. This is on Amid Beis, Nafiyam Gimel Amid Beis. Amachlik is Tanoim. Could you shrink it a little bit, please, so we can get the Rashi and the Taisa at the same time and move it down? Yeah. Amachlekes Tanoim. Rabbi Gamliel holds that she's Nemanis, or Shuba holds she's not Nemanis. The Gemara brings the Machlekes Amiraim, Aliba de Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Lozer holds the Isha's Nemanis only to be Machsher herself to Kahuna. Further down. But not to be machshir the bas. Or Yechin holds she is Neman also legabe bita. What you're looking at is the machlekes tanaim. If you scroll down, we get to the machlekes amiraim. All right, Yechinon le divrei ha machshir ba machshir bebita. According to the Tano's Machshir and the Isha, the Bas is too. Kosher. Devar Paisel Ba Paisel Bebita. Rabbi Lazaimer. Devar Machshir Ba Paisel Bebita. So the Shaila here is, what's the Svar to Machlekes, and what's the Svar to be Machalik between the Nemonis of the between the Isha and the Bas? The Gemara explains that the Nemonis, the Machlekes here is Adin in Cheskas Kashrus, Amar Abba. My time in Rabbi Loza. Please shrink it a bit. Bishlaima, I, Isle Cheskas, no, a bit. Okay, let's play with the. No, we don't need Ursa Sasa yet. That's next time. Just now let's make it readable so we can see the Rashi. So the Gemara says, Amar Abba. My time in Rabbi Loza. Bishlaima, Ihi. Isle Cheskas Kashrus. She has a Cheskas Kashrus. Excuse me, I have to make this letter. Bito Leslo Cheskas Kashrus. The Bas simply doesn't have a Cheskas Kashrus. Ace Rebbe Lezra Bechonot Medvar Marmbetis Yishu Begufa, Lays Yishu Bebita Dira Akal of La Shtuki Mala Shtuki Apostle. So you see that it's not Neman the Bas, Lays Shtuki Kosher. Then the Gemara goes into a Kasha on the Raya from Shtuki. So Lemaisa, the Rishainim are Chaylek. There's two basic Mahalchem, the Rishainim, on what the Nemanis and the side of the Nemanis are. The Rush learns that the fact that the Isha is tiding Bari that she was Mizana with a kosher, that helps, that taina helps to be Machshir the Bas. The Rush is brought here on page 66, and the Rush says that even though the Bas does not have a direct Cheskas Kashrus, but she can be Seimach on the Bari, Tainus Bari of the Aim. And this is Mayo also for the Bas. Says the Rush. V'lo'ihi, di'ka hacha k'neged ha-bari ro'iv, d'rasan l'shchiach v'yesh koil, Okay, we'll get to that in the minute. Miu near Li, Lekayim Dibrayim. I asked the Rashi, is no chesed kashrus? The Rashi holds that Lamaisa, the yisoid of the namanis on the vlad, is a tainus bari of the aim. Even if it's rei psul, the tainus bari of the aim, the chazaka, the chesed kashrus, the aim, connected with a tainus bari, moves over to the bas. Other rishonim, rei rishonim are chaylik. Taisus divrei maskal anan. Back to the taisus, please. Brought here on page 67. Taisus says, based on the story of Yanai, Taisus explains Shitas Rabbi Yochanan in a totally different mahalach. Taisus explains that the yisoid of the nemanis is not because of the taina's bari. A taina on itself doesn't. Is not sufficient. After all, she's mu'beres, and it's rife psulim. So why should we believe her? Taisus says, we believe her because there is a yisoid of cheskas ha'em mahani lebas. Cheskas ha'em mahani lebas. And Taisus proves it from the story of Yanai. Bein nira l'ri, page 67. Says Taisus, the cheskas ha'em mahani gam liyanai. And Taisa says that is rooted in the sugya daf yud gimel. Ramin amla el ledevri amachshav ba amachshav bebita. I feel him on the pasul bita. I'm shun the mal asagav is nus. There's a specific reason for that. But Taisa says that the yisoid of believing, of the yisoid of establishing the kashrus of the bas, is because we transfer the we transfer it over. The question is, how does that work? So the Rishayim and Achrayim weigh in on this. Rabbeinu HaMeiri explains, similar to Taisvis, but he adds a little bit of a beer. Why is that? He says, why is the Namanis transfer over? He says that the aim has a cheskes kashrus, and by definition, the cheskes kashrus of the aim is mevarer, that she was mezane with the Adam kasher. Once we take that beer as a given, by definition, if she was mezana with the Adam Kasher, the Bas as Noilda must be a Ksheira. See the language on 68. And now the mirror is Mesif the beer. But to Leimer Shechazaka Shalah Mivi Aisenu, it's in that Bia, this brings us Leimer Shalakashar Nivola. Says the Miri, once we establish Lakashar Nivola, once we establish that that is the case, Umachashakain Afbita Kshera. Said the Shev Shmaitza, says Rabbeinu Atzais and Shev Shmaitza, why does the Cheskas aim work labas as the Lashon of the Miri is? Why does that work? So he says, L'chayr, the psul of the vlad is not because of the psul of the aim. The chazaka of the aim helps to kasha the bas. Why is that? because both of them are contingent. The kashrus of both the Isha Lekohana and the kashrus of the Vlad, are really come down to one suffix. Who was she Mizana with? If she was Zinsa, and a person that's kosher, then by definition, not only is she kosher, then the Vlad is kosher too, because the act is what determines the kashrus of the Vlad. And since the kashrus of the aim is mevarat, she was zimson adam kosher, memela the beer helps just for the bastu, which basically is a chrenisha way of saying what the Miri says. And then he takes it further. Let's see the first part. Anan Kaimalana, page 69. Command Amr Manda Machshaba Machshab Bibito, Kamesha Kasav Rambam. Maybe she was nivel to somebody who's not kosher. Hare avlan mamzer, v'aim nifsel l'kohuna. Imkein ha-safek o'atzma'it, memela v'aim u'bevlad. The safek atzma'is, the word atzma'i in modern Hebrew means dependent, but here it's being used in b'lashon etzem. The etzem suffix is the same both for the aim of the v'lad, and the psul of v'lad is not because of the psul of the aim. The psul is that she was nivul, apostle, and nusul, and namzer, and therefore goes achar ha-pogum, and therefore it's a suffix atzmi'it. The shmeitzer means it's a similar, not similar, it's an exact same rooted suffix for both. And therefore, cheskas aim, the mahani cheskas aim labas. And since the Isha was not given to aim, cheskas kashva nivala pasala, mahani cheskas aim la kriya galabita v'ksher l'kol. Ksaisen goes on to add that even a rive works in this case too. Why is that? Because let's say we have a mitzias in Hilchas Yerideya. You have a shaila of a kashrus. And the question is, what's the status of this chasticha shel basar? And the suffix of it's kosher or not. So on half of the chasticha, there's a din of rive to say it's kosher. Let's come up with such a metzias. Let's conjure up a metzias which says half of the chaticha is kosher. Why is it kosher? Because there's a roiv on this half that it's kosher. But what happens if the second half doesn't have a roiv? Says the ktsais, there's a svar in the achrayinim that everything is kosher. You can eat the chetzi asheni too. For shteitzach, the one that has the rive on it, it's mutter midin rive. But even the second part, which doesn't have the rive, says the achrayinim, agayin Reb Heschel, that the second part is mutter too, because the rive is mevar the suffix atzma'i. It's mevar the ikra suffix, and this beer helps for the chetzi asheni. Let's see it here. It's written only bermiz in the Shev Shmaitza. Let's see what it does, what he says. Ruba the adif mechazak kol moshchen the mani rubish lachetzia shapirish lechriya chetzia sheni the mutter. Then your rabbi brought himself sakshal agoyin of Reb Heschel the matter es kula. Even though only chetzi has the right, but once you matter this basar, because you're the right in the first half, it extends to the entire thing, and therefore the isha and the bita. Because the suffix that it's rooted in, who she was nivola, is the same suffix, the male of their kosher. The stipler takes it further, and he says, "Let this yisoid is really totally in the gather of the etzem gather of the din chazaka. Is it a beer or an achra on the etzem suffix? This is the classical yeshiva shakira, and therefore, once it's muchra, once it's decided that she was mezana, the mother was mezana with the adam kosher, memela, there's a reason to be machsher the bas also, as the Shmaita says. But if the chazaka does not mevar the etzem asafik, it's a psak din, shebemokaim safik the Baal Din is required to be Noyheg until it was until then. And then, of course, it doesn't help for the Bas, because the Bas doesn't have Chazak, only the Aim has one. So the Chstaipa says, this is the core of Yeshivish Chakira, Vasidasa Chazaka. Is Chazaka Mevar the Etzim Safik? Or is Chazaka just telling you to be Noyheg in a certain way? Because it always was this way till now. So we're Noyheg Viter the way we did till now, because we put it on Chazaka, but not that the Pshat is that it's Mevarer, the Etzim Safik, Legufa Yoloim Keshel Dover. If it's Mevarer, the Etzim Safik, Fashtetzach, we understand why this could carry over to the Bas too. But if it's just a din of Nihug, why should it carry over to the Bas? Only the Aim has a Chazaka and not the Bas. Says the Stipler, Obemis Nirim Dvar Mechrochim, Dicheskes Aim Lahan Labas. There's nothing really in this chadash. That's chazaka. Whatever was till now is there's a custom. We go further, assuming that nothing has changed, and therefore, besafik a nivul apostle, yesh litvaisel to assume she nasa b'masa paisel, because till now she was kosher. So let's assume that she was nivul to a kosher. Lafizek shemachzika mishimitzel nivul apostle amel abas. Why? We decided Shalai Nivla Emipsu. We mevar the Matthias. The Matthias is she wasn't Nivla Pasula. Avali Namadin Chazak ain't begat a birur. If I hold that a Chazak is not a birur. The Laila Madava Nishab is fake echaya. Elish exerce a custom is nahig by Kamayashaya Dina and Akshav. It's exerce a custom to be Miss Nahig until it wasn't until now. It's only a halacha that would know it till we are till now, but we don't know what really happened. We're not telling you that this meat is kosher. We're not telling you that she was nivula kosherla. We're just saying we assumed that she was kosher before now. The nivul further is also kosher. That's the case. Cheskes aim does not mahani labas. This really is the aside of today's chabura. How to understand the aside of chazaka, as explained so lucidly and beautifully by Rabbeinu HaStipler in this shtickel here in Subis. As the aside of Chazaka, Abir, and Etzim Metzius, if that's the case, then of course the Cheskas of the Eim Mahal Labas, or the aside of Chazaka, Aniyu, till now is Kasher, now is Vayta Kasher. That works for the lady, doesn't work for the Bas. What's the Nafkamina from the Halacha Metzius from the second Mahalach, as represented by the Rabbeinu Ashef Shmaitza and the Stipler? The Chamda Shloima in Andaf Chav Peis, Vayter and the Sugya, we can't see it inside yet till I explain it, says whether or not Cheskazei Mahal Abbas, we see that there's not 100% a beerer. Why? Because we see in the case of Yanai, where he was a Suffolk, it was tray. Two people were made that it was kosher. Two people were made that it was puzzle. And there he was a Suffolk. And you see, it doesn't work. So why didn't it work there? That's what the Chemdes Shleimah's kasha is. Answer the Chemdes Shleimah. Let's see the kasha inside. Nearer. The Havadim Azlin, but tray, Basar Chazaka. Just trying to figure out how much time we have to do. Do we have time to see this inside? Let me read it outside. And then if we have time, we'll go back, because I'd like to finish with a cook at Kedusha Rav Reuven in Gittin Daf Gimel. The Chemes Shleimah asks the steerer between The halacha that Cheskas Eim is, works for the Bas too, which we see according to the Amiram that it works. L'chayre in the sugin dafka beis of Yanai, we see that it doesn't work because Yanai was a suffix because of the akash of the trey. Says to Chaim Shleima, there's two gedarim in chazaka. One, as we said earlier, a bira achras a suffix. And the second is a psaktin of niug, how to be naig makam suffix. Says to Chaim Shleima, there are times when the chazaka can be mivara suffix, and there are times when it can't be mivara suffix. When is an example of a time when it cannot be mivara suffix? Says to Chaim Shleima, that's sugi and yanai of trey v'trey. The chazaka simply can't overcome a suffix that was created by Edom. So therefore, we say the second din of chazaka of uk medavar chaskasai. Says the Chaim Shleima that when Rabbi Yochanan says that cheskas ein mahal labas, that's dafka where the chazaka can actually be mevar the suffik ad ha end. But in the place where it's trey v'trey k'dayma, that the chazaka is not mevar the suffik, it's just a hanhaga. In such a case, lemahani cheskas ein labas. Beautiful vart, the Chaim Shleima was a Gain Olam, but he, in addition, provides us with so much information, which is of the that is in concert with the derech that the Rabbi Seinu Shabbi Yeshivas learned. I don't have time to say it inside. I'm just going to say it outside again, that there are two dinim chazaka, as we explained, as the Shmaitza and the Stalper explains. There is a chazaka which, where it's mevar, and there is a chazaka where there's a nig, we just follow that way because that's just the way it was, the way it is, but it's not mevar the suffix. So that's the Chaim Shleima. It's not that it's either or. The Chaim Shleima is mechadish. There are times when we follow in din chazaka svar aleph, and there are times when we chala svara beis. An example of times that we have to follow svara beis, which is we takago basar chazaka, but it's not midin birur, is where there's a raiv floating around, an edom floating around, such as the case of Yanai, where we had a tray. Then in such a case, the chazaka cannot be mevara suffix that was raised by edom. And therefore, because edom are more powerful than anything else, and therefore, it can't be the first yisayit of achras a suffix l'tumay of a chazaka. So the only thing that's left is that it can be a chazaka midin niug. We pask it this way because that's the way it was till now. That doesn't always work. Rabbi Reuben in Gittin, you can take a look at the Nesivos and Beis Yaakov yourself, but Rabbi Reuben carries this Chaim Shleima level forward, and I'd like you to take a look at this because we'll end with this and you can take a look at it yourself slowly because it's worth it. Right. 1 second, please. Dr. Reuben, he takes this inside of the Chaim Shleima and he says, I found this in the Chiddush Arim too. Shechitshu the gam bechazaka de mikarish medina tayri ikatrei dinicha. It's two dinim chazak. Chazaka mikara describes the classical dinim chazak. Chada the chazman shlari inu shinui mechazkinu levade beetsam einyan shlein nishtana. Bavikamay shebara lanu shekainhu. It's bara. This was the case. Chada sheafal pi sheetsam einyan who suffered asleinu. It's baror that the etzem inyan is a suffik. Mikol makom dinhu ba'suffik the al toitzienu misuffik. V'dinai k'may kaidem shenayel da suffik. The halacha is like it's before the suffik was nailed. V'hu k'may ain suffik ma'itzim b'nei vaday. V'nira the chazaka asui l'shtanes again cheskes ketanes. He goes into a sugi nida and chazaka shul l'shtanes, which I can't go into now. And he goes into a case of Ein Echad Nem Bisurin, which is how this gets into Gittin, is Chazak Gusura, Ain ze ela neged hachazaka hamachakas lenu shibar lenu shleidishtana. That only goes to class B chazaka. That something didn't change. Midav achatich devad echel vasa edech vam shuman. Tzvayim ahemen. Abahachazaka shu safik lenu. El altai tzin misafik. I'm sorry, that's the first case, the first gedara. But according to the second gedara, which is just a safik, altai tzin misafik, it's just a niyug. Zem ahemen ed echad. Va'adar abba, neima, it's not such a powerful chazaka. The name of the Kivin Shein Echem Avar Dabba Lech Asafik Lei Shayach Al Tzitzein Masafik. Reuven says, these two Yisaidis that the Chandash Leim and the Chadush Arim put down uses slightly different Lashon. He uses the class K, class A of Lei the Chom Shmash Re'inush Mechazkin Lavadib Etzim Inush Lein Nishtana in Baralono, that's the way he defines Asfara A. And the second is V'chada, second, chada means the second way. I'm back into the line six in this paragraph in early. Sha'afal pi, I'm chazaring it again. Sha'afal pi, she'etzim, right there, freeze right there. Sha'afal pi, she'etzim, in Suffolk, it's leinu. Become welcome, dinu ba Suffolk, al tietienim is Suffolk. That's the second getter. So Reuven says, that second getter is less powerful, and the eid echad could be neman against that second getter. If you turn the page, you'll see that he says that this has nemanis legabe hilchas nida, and it has nemanis legabe yeredeo when we come to paskin shilas on various types of chela. The last paragraph, legabe mashakas and marik, is very instructive. Take a look at it, and he brings many many nafkaminis. Chazaka still ishtanes, Eda Chanemik Chazaka, and others on these two sides of the Chakira. But what we're leaving you with here, Rabbi side today, is this Lamdash Chakira in Dine Chazaka. Is Din Chazaka a Yisai that Mevarer the Suffolk till the end? Or is Din Chazaka something which tells you that the Nihog that was till now is the Nihog that goes weiter, but it's not something that is impregnable, and it could be left open to questions and other birurim which go up against a class B chazaka, which is we don't change it. We don't lashon of Reuven is that we don't change it. We assume al taitzienu misafik, a little bit different than the lashon of the stipler, as you saw, and the shmeitzer, but along the same path, two types of din chazaka. Rabbi Sai, next week we'll go on to other birurim, starting the sugya of Rav, and we'll see you in Mirat Hashem then. It will be Erev Chanukah, not Yerev Chanukah. Rabbi Yartzeit of my Rabbi Moran, Agoyen, Rav Shteiman, and we'll learn Lezeich Nishmas. Everybody have a good week.